Marketing for Humans, bringing the human back into marketing. Hello, I'm Christina Fry, founder of Innate Marketing Genius, where marketing is grounded in your unique way of helping people. Season 3 of this podcast is a set of 7 interviews from marketing professionals that I have used myself in the past few months. I interviewed them for my Summer Marketing Academy within my Facebook group, The Innate Marketing Geniuses, which you're welcome to join. Today's episode features Jeffrey Kelly, digital marketing expert based in the Seattle, Washington area. His company, Asset Lab, is a one-stop shop for social media, website design, Google and Bing ads, and event marketing, and even SEO. He specializes in online events that go viral, especially for nonprofit organizations. Today, Jeff is going to share his top 5 recommendations for marketing during COVID, since business has gone online like never before, and he is perfectly positioned to talk about this. I can't wait for you to hear his advice. Here is Jeffrey Kelly. Thank you so much, Jeffrey Kelly, for joining us today.
Thank you. It's awesome to be here. I'm happy to be a part of what you're building and creating.
Yeah. And do you go by Jeff? Do you prefer Jeffrey? Any preference?
I will answer to both. Most people call me Jeff.
Okay, great. I just want to point out that this, by the way, this is part of our Summer Marketing Academy on the Innate Marketing Geniuses Facebook group. So I'm excited to just get a different perspective on online marketing. And because we've had other people in that relative domain. So it'll be fun to hear your perspective. And I also want to just give a shout out because we've been talking about networking and Jeff basically reached out to me through the BNI channels, right? Business Networking International. He found me because I'm part of that here in Massachusetts. Jeff is based outside of Seattle and we just had a conversation, like just sight unseen, and which led to this. So I just want to say power of networking, right? Really, it really leads to things if you keep at it. So, yeah. Yeah. So Jeff, I would love for you to share a little bit about your business. What do people need to know before they engage with you at Asset Lab?
There's probably 2 things to know. The first thing to know is that 2 most important company values are professionalism and transparency. And so that means that you're going to see branded swag and we're going to communicate professionally and we can be in front of anybody's client or mom. The transparency means that you know exactly what you're going to get when you work with us. We tell you exactly what we're going to deliver. We say exactly when we're going to deliver it, and then we go do it. If things are going well, if things aren't going well, it's the same. It's going to be very transparent. So that's probably the first thing to know. And the second thing to know is that we got our start by sending handwritten anonymous messages through the mail on potatoes. And so you've probably heard of this industry. This is the potato gag gift industry. It's very related to glitter bombs and other obnoxious things you may receive in the mail. And so if you'd like to scope out my background and what we learned in some of that story, search for mystery potato.
Love it. Yeah, that's just short and sweet. Mystery potato, enough said. Moving on.
Yeah, enough said. You'll learn the story. I don't own it anymore, so don't get mad at me if it's changed. But that's where we got our start in marketing, and that's where we cut our teeth.
And let me just say that in a time of strife and polarization, which we may or may not be in right now, to me, the energy of the trickster is a huge way through and out. So let me just tip my hat to you because that to me feels like a big old trickster and I love it.
Absolutely. It's why we're all watching Netflix right now too. It's the distraction. It's the desire for some escape sometimes. So yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and I bet the mystery potato got stuff done. Like you probably had some results that were worth mentioning.
If you go check the backstory, the thing to go look for is our BuzzFeed article. That's what made us a thing. So
good. Okay, great. And while we're on some serious topics, I would love to hear like one thing about your summer that actually makes it feel like summer this year. What's going on that's actually fun?
Yeah, something that's going on that's fun is that it's blueberry season here in the Seattle area. So I've got about 15 blueberry bushes and they're a few of them are about 10 years old and a few of them are about 3 years old. And I have a couple of young kids. And so they know blueberry season because that's when you can go pick the blueberries and just eat the blueberries off the bush. You have to wait for blueberry season because the blueberries aren't ready. And then blueberry season ends at some point and there's sadness and sometimes there's tears and you have to wait for the blueberries to come back around. So that's one of the ways that I definitely know it's summer.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. Anything you'd like to make or do with those blueberries once you get a bunch of them?
We typically just eat them. We do have a friend that has a very fantastic blueberry jam recipe. And so we've been toying with the idea of making some of that this year. We'll see if we have enough blueberries. But I did just make my first canned applesauce last weekend. We have an apple tree. And so, you know, me and food and growing food are some summer activities for sure.
Excellent. Excellent. So, all right, let's get to it. So one of the, let me just couch all this a little bit. I will just speak of my own personal experience, which is, you know, the way that I used to drum up business and connect with people that I can serve, it used to be talks. I would walk into a room, give a talk, and half the room would sign up to meet with me. And now I give webinar after webinar after webinar, not the same response. So it's just gotten me very curious around what's actually working in online marketing right now. And this can relate to it's being COVID, but also just in general. It just would be nice to hear what's working. So we're talking about companies the size of usually one person, but also just, you know, small teams of people as well, I'm sure are here on the Facebook group as well. So if I may, I'm just going to hand it over to you. What's the first one that you'd like to share today?
Yeah, we've had a huge shift in what works, as you know, and this is your experience is one example, right? As we're not able to do some of these in-person marketing activities, the whole foundation, some of the areas of marketing have like been shaken to the core. So there's a whole bunch of things I could talk about that I've seen change and work and not work. What I would say is the most important thing for you to think about in your business is how can I transform what I've done to something new? And that applies across industries. It applies if your business is seeing amazing success during this time or if it's seeing significant challenge. And so I'll give you some examples. So one thing that I saw work start to work very well back in April here in the Seattle area, economic disruption started happening a little earlier. In April, we were able to pivot to putting together online events, things that are public and more significant than just a webinar, but something we're trying to do and give back to the community with, or to give back to a group of people, or to give to a group of people. And those were really effective at creating public relations opportunities, press opportunities, website traffic, potentially, you know, people coming into your funnel. But if you start, I've found that in these kinds of events that have been working, it's less about trying to get somebody into your funnel and more about trying to give. If you're doing a good job giving, it'll work. And if you're doing too much selling, the event's just going to fall flat on its face. So I encourage people to try events. An example of this you could go look at is 1 Million Bubbles. It's 1millionbubbles.org. And 1 Million Bubbles is an event that we helped put on with a balloon designer here in the Seattle area. Balloon designers put together balloon sculptures and balloon, you know, yard, big balloon things you put in your yard or archways. If you have, if you know a high school senior who's recently graduated, they've probably driven through an arch recently. Balloon designers, like the event industry, really have suffered as the event industry collapsed. So we helped our local balloon designer put together an event for balloon designers so that they could to try to mobilize balloon designers all over the world to give to their community. In our first event was 4 weeks after Steve called me on a Sunday morning. And we had hundreds and hundreds of balloon designers. And our second event was 4 weeks after that. And we had 1,900 balloon designers in 63 countries.
Wow.
And so, we created it out of nothing. I mean, like Steve called me, he's like, "Hey Jeff, I have this idea. I'm not doing anything. I feel like junk. I want to give." So I encourage people to try to come up with ideas for events that they can put together. And some will sink and some will take off and be fantastic. So that's an example of one that we were able to put together. The key on an event is to figure out where your potential attendees go for food and water and to get there. So the way we got balloon designers, for example, if you go scope out that event, is that we got to balloon manufacturers and we got the manufacturers to push out to their social networks and in their email lists to their designers that they work with that there's this amazing global event going on. You should join it. Wow. So that's the key to any event. You could say that's the key to any marketing activity, is to figure out who you want there and where to get them.
Yep.
So events, try events.
Yeah, I love it. And can I just say, I mean, first of all, I didn't realize there was such a profession as balloon designers.
Yeah, you know now.
I mean, and the fact that, you know, that is an industry just overall that has been so hard hit. And so for you guys to create something that not only helps an industry that has been that hard hit, but also aligns people probably all over the country, all over the world.
Yeah, for sure. And it puts people in it can put people in a very positive mental space, right? And so your strength might be marketing. Your strength might be baking. Your strength might be whatever that strength is, right? There is an opportunity there to create something if you can find a little niche and find some people to help and figure out where people go for food and water. And for me personally, so being involved with that event, we took care of all of the technology and all the marketing on the event. And so with an event that large, of course, there was a return on my investment. There were 1,900 businesses that got direct exposure to me and my team as they were signing up and participating in these multiple events, right? So that's not why I started. I started because my friend Steve called me and said, hey, I have this idea. Let's go do it. I said, great, let's go do it. But when you can put together something like that, it absolutely does return back to you, even when it's in that give position.
Yeah, that's great. And there's something so powerful about keep on keeping on and doing it in a joyful way. I was just watching a beautiful, and if you haven't watched it, I cannot recommend this highly enough. It's called The Introduction to Joy, and it's by Rob Bell. He just posted it like 2 weekends ago. It's his talk that he gave. He's an author, speaker, just inspirational guy. And it's like, Introduction to Joy, seriously, in this time? But it's like, Introduction to Joy, oh my God, I need at least a reintroduction to joy. Talk to me, right? Yes. So there he is showing, I mean, his message is, it's everywhere. You just have to put on the right glasses and pay attention to the joy that is just enveloping our lives at every moment. But it's just something that I think is extra powerful now.
Yeah, for sure. And the idea that we can choose to identify joy, I mean, that's a whole other, for a lot of people, that's a fantastic reminder. You asked me, how do I know it's summer? I choose to find joy in my blueberries. I choose to find joy in my apples and my honeybees, right? I mean, but every other hour of the day I'm working or I'm doing other things. And so that joy is so important. And giving at this time, if you're able to give anything where you're in a position where you can give in an effective way based out of what you know and what your expertise is, this is a fantastic time to be doing that.
Yep. Yeah, that's great. All right. I think we're ready for number two.
So number two is storytelling. And storytelling takes a few different forms, but never have my videographers been more busy than they are now. And the reason is because businesses have recognized the fact that since they can't meet in person, they have to fill a gap. Or if they don't fill that gap, they're missing out on an opportunity. And so I highly encourage any business owner, any clients of yours, if you're a consultant, to absolutely figure out how to amplify story. There's a few different ways you can amplify story. You can amplify it on social media. You can amplify it in video. That video can go all over the place. You can do it in video advertising. I know I'm sick of like the 5 ads I see on YouTube right now, but those are all new ads within the last couple months, and they're well targeted. They're just super annoying because I'm a marketer and I understand what they're doing. Yeah. But storytelling is very important. And storytelling, an example of storytelling is when we first started this session right now, what's something about you, Jeff? Go look at Mystery Potato. Mystery Potato is a story. There's something very unique there. We had an amazing business experience in that. That's part of our story, and that experience has built who I am and what my company is and how it works. And so finding a way to start engaging people on social media through stories, through video, working with a videographer on video business cards, or on telling different aspects of what you do in a unique way, these are all very valuable things to be working on. The bar is super, super low, I will tell you. Right? We all have these phone things that we carry around. The cameras on our phones are typically better. I mean, they're better than most webcams than people have. And you can create fantastic video on your phone. You just have to, a lot of times, get over the idea that you're going to be on video. And as soon as you do that as a business owner or as a business manager or as the face of a business, you can create some amazing connections with people and you don't even know them, but they've seen your video or they've seen your story on social media. So I highly encourage businesses right now to focus on story, sharing that story.
Now, when you say story, like you mentioned the mystery potato, and that's kind of a big story. And it's something right. you've had a chance to think about over the course of time. And I think what you're getting at by people just using their phone and getting a little bit more relaxed about it and casual about it is that there's probably a way to tell a story that is not epic. It's just like something to share. Can you give an example of maybe a smaller story that someone
yes. has told recently? Yeah. Absolutely. Look up Ignite Cinemas. Okay. And I recommend you look up Ignite Cinemas on Instagram. He's a videographer. He does an amazing job. And he does an amazing job at sharing his story on Instagram. And of course, the word story on Instagram means a bunch of things. I'm talking about his business story and who he is and who his family is and the kind of work he does. He's doing a fantastic job of sharing that story. And he's doing it with his cell phone. And so the key about commenting on a cell phone is that the burden is low, and we don't have to, you don't have to spend lots of money to hire a videographer with incredible equipment and to do a bunch of editing and audio overlay and all like that's, those days are diminishing. I don't know if you zoom out, the burden of video is getting less and less and less. And now our phones can create production quality video. So, yep. So this idea that you need to work with a professional, it only matters. That only really, really matters if your customer expects at least that level of professionalism. If your customer is not expecting a full production grade interaction with the people they're going to purchase from, that's not what you need. And starting small and starting with something achievable. Here's a really practical example. Don't post to your Facebook account that your new email newsletter is out now. Please sign up for my email list. Don't post that. No one wants to see it. That's not why they're on social media. But you know what you can do that works really well? Grab your cell phone. It's this simple. You just grab your phone and you go to Facebook and you say go live, or you can just record the video if you want. And you say, my latest email newsletter just came out. And this month, I was really thinking about these three things. 1, 2, 3. And I think they're incredibly relevant right now because 1, 2, 3. If you'd like to get this newsletter or you'd like to get future newsletters, please come to the website, blah, 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 or just hit me back on Messenger and I'll sign you up. You did that on video and people will watch the video and they'll be annoyed by your Facebook post where all you did was you say, hey, my newsletter's out. Nobody's going to see that one, but they'll see the video. That's right. Just a little tiny microcosm example of that.
And I will actually chime in on that, just the video idea. Facebook Lives, yes, they get way more traction than just, here, link to my, or go to my, yeah. my newsletter. But what I've also been doing is, let's say I have people that I know love to chime in. I will tag them and say, hey, let's get this party started. I would love to hear what you think. And then people yeah. come in and they start, because obviously when you get engagement, then it gets higher up in everybody's feed, which is amazing.
Yeah, yeah. And you can take that to the next level. You could recognize new customers. You could name drop some of your best people that interact. You can have little Easter eggs in there for people that are looking. I know I used to do, I also used to own a desk store and I had a mug and it was a very particular mug and it was always there and it said Jeff on it. So you could put the mug somewhere in the background and make people try to figure out where it is and spot it. I mean, like there's all sorts of things you can do in there to take that to the next level. You don't have to start at that level, but I love that guidance of don't just drop the video, do something to engage. I completely agree.
Wonderful. All right. We got two good, like more than nuggets. They're just, these are wonderful directions to yeah. consider. All right. Let's move on to number three then.
All right. I recommend that you all experiment with getting the most press you possibly can out of some sort of nonprofit or community engagement that you do. These things right now, anything you can do to help build your community, build the business community around you, they're getting so much play on social media. They're getting play in media, in more traditional media. And so I'll give you an example. In March, my team pushed out 25 pieces of content to help that was focused on small business owners with a location in downtown Renton, which is the city we're located in, how to how to get e-commerce on your site, how to communicate to customers if you're closing temporarily, how to communicate to customers if you're still open, how to access your Chamber of Commerce and start networking and getting your networking referral channel started up, because networking channels work really well in recessions. We tried to dump all this content, how to get your team so that they can work remote, how to do a Zoom meeting, you know, 10 tips for how to look professional on a Zoom meeting when you're really in your pajamas, all these kinds of things. We dropped that in March. I tossed it over to the Chamber of Commerce, the president of our chamber. I tossed it to a couple neighboring chambers. I tossed it to economic development at our city. And that set of resources was viewed thousands and thousands of times within days.
Wow.
It was a give, and we came at it from a give. You're going to hear that give word again. We came at it as a give. We are marketers. We know our expertise. Let's give to our small businesses, and let's try to do it in a way where I can't go knock on every single business's door, but gosh, I can give some expertise.
Yep.
Anything you can do like that, it may be small, it may be big, it's getting extra play in community and in media and all that kind of stuff right now on social
and
media.
Were these videos, articles?
These were actually written articles.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So we've added video back into them after we dropped them. And the reason is because my team is global, and so we're all over the place, and it was easier for us to drop the expertise out of my team first and then circle back around and create video. But again, the storytelling, right? The storytelling comes back into it.
I would love to riff off that for a second, because here's something that I love that you're offering, you know, the storytelling piece and different ways to get at it. One thing that has become clear to me that social media can also provide, because we're kind of talking online digital marketing here, is that it can also help you work out some new ideas, right? So I just posted something last week that was just a new direction or a new perspective on the work that I already do. And it's very new and fresh, and I'm very open about that. But it's time for me to get into dialogue with people. I can do that several ways. I can just have like an open Zoom forum and just invite people to have a chat. But I can also post something on Facebook Live and have people chime in, which they did, with like the most thoughtful Facebook post. And this is helping me understand these ideas more so that I can move forward to the next thing. Like, yeah, it's not out and out marketing. Like, I'm not selling my stuff, but this will absolutely evolve into work that is relevant, because I know what people are thinking about it, right? Mm-hmm. It's like market research a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And the little nugget I hear in there as well is you're working on transforming. You're working on trying something new. And so like the very first step of transformation is sitting in that position where you're frustrated, or you've experienced a failure, or your business isn't doing what you want, or your family's not doing what you want. And the next thing is, am I going to try something new? That's that kind of next decision point. And if the answer is yes, now you have to figure out what actions you're going to take, right? That vetting process, there's so many great ways to do that. Social media is a fantastic way to do that. Calling a customer or a client or a prospect that didn't hire you for something new you're trying. I mean, these are all great ways to try to go through, to try to step through that transformation process. So yes, I highly encourage vetting all of your fantastic ideas, because I know you all have great ideas right now on new things you could do. Vet them a little bit and go with the ones that seem like there's some signal there.
Well, and it's the opposite of needing to be perfect.
Yes. It's like using your cell phone for video, right? We're not going for perfect. We're not going for scripted. We're just trying to make a difference.
All right. So let's do number four.
Number four is that business listings online have never mattered so much. Mm-hmm. Business listings are your Google My Business profile, your Yelp profile, your Facebook profile, or your Facebook page, your LinkedIn company page. These platforms have never mattered so much as they do now. I remember in April and May here in the Seattle area, there was this core question on everyone's mind, which is that open? And if it is, how do I interact with that business?
Yep.
And so if you have any kind of physical location, those things matter. If you work with businesses, or you have favorite businesses, and they aren't adequately communicating to you online whether or not they're open and how you can interact with them, gosh, help them out and make the phone call and say, gosh, it'd really be great if you would update your Google My Business profile to say that you're open. They're crazy, crazy important right now. And they're just as important for any kind of services business as they are a location-based business. Because there's this fundamental question on everybody's mind right now as we go through this crazy economic cycle of, is that business open? Really? And how do I get to them? Yep. And so please go get your business listings in order and help your clients get a marketer.
I was working with a group here in Marblehead, Mass, that was focused on the retail businesses in town. And, you know, there were about 20 of us that got together on a Zoom conference a few times and just, how can we support each other? How can we support each other? Just over and over and over. Because it was in the beginning. It was April. It's exactly what you're talking about. In April, we were like, well, what, you know, what the heck is happening? Like, how can we help each other? And one thing that kept coming up over and over again is, are you open and how do we interact with you?
Right. Like,
exactly what you said. Just, A number one questions.
Yeah. You got to eliminate that doubt. And so the bonus item there is that a lot of business listings, the more popular ones, the bigger ones, they're coming out with COVID-19 update or posting capabilities where you can post updates. Post them. Particularly right now, they're getting additional play on whatever that platform is. Whatever you post is being getting additional play. And so as a marketing agency, what did I post? A couple of weeks ago, we posted a, if you're starting a business, we're open 7 days a week for you. Call. We're here. We have a special package for website, social media setup, directory listing setup. That's not an update. I mean, like I'm not a restaurant that needs to communicate whether or not my dining room is open, but I'm a services business. And I have something relevant for people to think about. And so use those posting capabilities on those platforms. And I would just make one distinction on Facebook. Facebook is both for business. It's both a social media profile and it's a business listing profile. So there's two types of activity you've got on Facebook, and make sure that you think about them independently because they both matter a lot.
Yep. Yeah. Thanks for making that distinction. All right. I think we're ready for the last one. Number five.
The last one is that e-commerce matters. They're finding a way to make it easier for people to purchase from you without having to shake your hand is so, so important right now. And really, if we zoom out on e-commerce, e-commerce fits really well for certain types of businesses. It doesn't for others. I don't have an e-commerce capability on assetlab.us. There isn't anything you can go there and you can click the button and enter your credit card number on. But that's a deliberate choice. But what I have done is I've made it very easy for people to get on my calendar, right? As a consulting business, as a professional services business, we need to talk about some things and agree on some things before we engage. Yep. If there's anything you can do retail, if I recommend you find a way, an easy way to start selling that online. It's something to experiment with. It's something to start small on. If you don't already do it, and it's a difficult thing to grow, but moving in this direction is going to serve any business that can sell directly from their website very, very well over time. And so this is, I'll give you a very specific example. We have a caterer here in the Seattle area, and their business, they have a venue that supports 400 people, and they do weddings and they do on-site catering for corporate and all that kind of thing. Their business was toast, absolutely gone. And so what they did, I got a phone call. What do you have any ideas? Because they're a longtime client. And one of their ideas was we could do weekly food pickup where you order during the week. And on Saturday between 10 and 2, you pick up your cold food order, not your warm food, not your restaurant style food, but cold. And so we immediately dropped a really simple e-commerce platform onto their site and started marketing this idea of cold food pickup, including staples, right? Because for a while, some staples and some supplies were very difficult to get. They're able to get them. They're a caterer. They have relationships with distributors. And they were able to start rebuilding revenue into their business with e-commerce. It's a combination of e-commerce and a little bit of transformation there, right? So this is an example of why e-commerce can make a difference in a business. For a services business, my recommendation is that you find a way to shrink your funnel. Whatever your sales funnel is how you're stepping people through, try to compress that. And it doesn't mean you have to take people through the same, you don't necessarily need to take people through the same steps. You might offer to connect with people sooner on an individual basis, try to find a way to simplify the flow or the pattern that you've been following in the past. Because as businesses gets more and more difficult to get, being able to make more personal connections earlier in that shopping and purchase path is going to make a big difference in what you can bring in for your business.
That's great. Because a lot of people on this Facebook group are in the service industry and, you know, they, yeah, not only do we all need to make it easier to meet with us, but just in general, making the funnel shorter is just a good way to go. I totally see that.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you don't know what a funnel is, for those of you who don't know what a funnel is, it's the process you put your potential customers through before they purchase. And so they can be very, in online marketing, they can be very elaborate and complicated. They don't have to be. Honestly, my funnel has shrunk significantly. My learn more buttons now go to a scheduling link on my calendar, and you can just schedule time and I'll just talk to you. I'll give you 15 minutes and we'll find out if we're a fit. So that's kind of extreme at completely cutting out that process. But I highly encourage everybody to just look at those funnels, particularly if you're in services, and find a way to simplify them. Now's not the time for big complex systems.
Yep. I like that, because even that alone is sort of a bold move for you to do, which then communicates to the person like, hey, I'm here to, you know, to help you. I don't care about walking you through a whole process. Like, let's just talk.
Yeah. Yeah. And how surprising to think, oh yeah, I am interested in potentially a website. I want to learn more. And now I'm facing do I want to schedule 15 minutes with Jeff? Talk about forcing a decision.
Yeah.
Right. They're going to decide right now if they want that. And so that's why I've gone that far. Every business is going to evaluate that differently and want to do something else. And if my calendar is completely full, I might reevaluate that as well. But that's just part of the adjustment and the journey.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good problem to have if your calendar is completely full.
Yeah, exactly. I'll take that.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I love all these ideas. I just want to implement them all like yesterday. So I appreciate that. And it's really nice to hear other marketing minds like get at this. I tend to work with just solo business owners. So, you know, it's very clear to me that you work with teams as well as probably small, tiny businesses like I do. And there's just different perspective, and we can all use it. So thank you for that. And, you know, it just seems like right now we're entering a time of, wow, we all thought we were going to get back to normal, hopefully by September, but boy, is that not the case. And
not at all.
What? Like, so it's easy to go into like a resignation, or, you know, that whole, hey, let's come up with new ideas to just recreate our businesses. That energetic might be a little bit quieter right now because we're just sort of tired. So it's really good to hear like, oh yeah, right. We can do this. We can redo this or rethink this in a way that's relevant and helpful and no nonsense now, which is what it just seems like we need. No nonsense. Let's just help each other as fast as possible right now.
Yeah. So. Yeah, for sure. I completely agree. And I think that this is, you know, there's kind of two types of people in the world, and you could say this and you could say, you know, potatoes and avocados, whatever you want. There's the type of person who runs into a situation and the type of person who runs away from a situation. And this is 1,000,000% a time to run in.
Yeah.
You know, businesses that don't run in, solopreneurs that don't run in, restaurants that don't run in and find a way to get to customers and continue to sell and potentially to grow, they're going to fall by the wayside. They're going to shrink. It's going to be a tough, tough journey as that business owner, and you may not end up with a business on the other side of it. So this is a time to run in, not a time to run out. And you'll see lots of people around you running out, and we've been seeing it everywhere, right? But it's going on so long now that people are feeling like, oh, maybe I can't run away. So if you're one of those people, just snap that head around and figure out what you can do and start heading toward a positive run in situation.
And just to say something about running out can look like just checking out. It can look very gentle. You can just be like, well, I'll just not really attend to the big stuff today. I'm not really going to reach out to people. Like, it can happen in very small increments when suddenly, you know, the whole ship has passed you by and you're just sitting there like, what just happened? I don't know how my people are doing. I've become irrelevant in a way that's kind of, well, first of all, it hurts your bottom line. Second of all, it's kind of embarrassing. You know, you're not like keeping up with your people. And embarrassing in a way that's like, you know, we need you. Like, keep showing up because we actually need you. Don't get left behind.
That's right. And this is a time, and I don't say these things to cause comparison. I say these things to give an example. In April to June, our web, my assetlab.us, it tripled in website traffic daily, and it's continuing to go up. July has been our best sales month ever. And there's these achievements happening. We're just launching a new marketing platform for insurance agents. There's these achievements that are happening in this business during a hard time economically and a hard time in business and a hard time for people. And so I don't know what those things might be in any of your businesses. I don't know exactly what you do and exactly what would fit, but those opportunities to run in and work on it and try to find new ways to be successful, they're here and they're right now. And you can be adding to your success stories list right now. And hopefully if you do that, what you're going to see is your trajectory as a business, you just start taking off. And as good times start to roll back in, that just gives you a huge footing for more success on the other side of this.
That's, I mean, there's never been a better time to me to build trust with your people than right now, to show that you're not going anywhere and you're still showing up and you're still listening. Like, a lot of the work that I do is about maintaining presence with your marketing, right? So the generosity practice mindset tool is all about, like, how can I really love being a contribution every single day? How can I be the artist of that? How can I just be fueled by my own service to other people, right? That's art form. But when you master that and lean in the way you're talking about, like, run towards it and stay in conversation. I also wanted to say that, like, now's the time to stay in conversation with all the people you can serve, like, more than ever, because you really stay with what they actually need. The more you can do all of this stuff, you're going to be well situated for the next thing.
That's
like, who the heck knows what the next thing is? I don't know what our economy is going to look like, but if I can figure out as much as I can figure out right now, like, just do the market research by staying on top of what everyone's thinking and doing, I'm going to do that. Like, you just have to do it.
Yeah. Now's the time. We could have all slid 9 months ago. We could have slid to success, but now we don't get to slide to success anymore, right? We gotta work for it a little bit.
Totally. Well, Jeff Kelly, thank you so much. And by the way, if you didn't hear him say it, it's assetlab.us. I'll put the link down in the comments. That's where you can find Jeff and very quickly have a conversation with him for 15 minutes.
We can talk about whatever you want for that 15 minutes. And then if there's worth talking more, we can talk more. So yeah.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, I'm very appreciative that you reached out to me. Then I reached out to you to come onto this program. And thank you so much for all the nuggets and brilliance and ideas.
Thank you. And for all of you watching, go get it. Go work on it. Go push on it. This is the time. And hopefully a little bit of marketing guidance has helped. And go seek what you need, because now is the time to go make your business the next thing it's going to be.
All right, you have your marching orders. Have fun implementing some or all of these ideas to help your business during COVID and beyond. And in the meantime, you are invited to come join the Innate Marketing Geniuses Facebook group to connect with conscious entrepreneurs who want to market from their deepest why. We support each other to make a difference in the world while getting great clients. What's an innate marketing genius? It's where compassion, action, and joy meet, and you have your own version of that. Just take the assessment at innatemarketinggenius.com to discover your type. You might be a nurturer, an adventure guide, a door opener, a steady presence, or a celebrator. Find out in about 10 minutes. If you enjoyed this podcast, please go to Apple Podcasts and give it a good rating and a review. It helps people find it. Until next time, on Marketing for Humans.